This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. National Business Aviation Association President Ed Bolin has sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, upset that language in the auto industry bailout bill reflects a lack of appreciation for the legitimate uses of business aircraft. Bolin responds, quote, "We believe that the broad wording of the provision could be misinterpreted as suggesting that Congress does not recognize the critical importance of this mode of transportation to the success of U.S. businesses, the economic development of small towns and rural communities, and the jobs of hundreds of thousands of U.S. workers," unquote. Advocates for an airline passenger's bill of rights won't call this one a victory, but it's a start. The U.S. Department of Transportation has agreed to start publishing data on tarmac delays for canceled or diverted flights. Up till now, if a flight was canceled after it left a gate, even if it was 9 hours after it left the gate, the resulting stranding of passengers on the plane on the ground officially didn't happen. And if your flight was diverted and sat on the ground 9 hours before resuming the trip, the only thing recorded was taxi time at the departure and arrival airports, nothing in between. The Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights has long complained that a lack of DOT acknowledgement of the delays has allowed airlines to get away with dismissing them as rare. In a bit of the hyperbole for which she's become known, Transportation Secretary Mary Peters said the new statistics will provide passengers, quote, "a valuable new resource to help them choose carriers and flights," unquote. DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics says the major airlines from which it receives reports arrived on time at a higher rate in October than in either October of last year or September of this year. BTS says the 19 reporting carriers got 86% of their October flights to their destinations no later than 15 minutes past scheduled arrival, beating both September's 84.9 and October 2007's 78.2. Pinnacle Airlines had the best on-time arrival rate at 90.7%. Northwest was a close second at 90, and Hawaiian Airlines an even closer third at 89.9. You can find more details of the reports, including strandings, in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Boeing and Airbus have both pointed to large order backlogs to convince financial analysts their commercial aircraft production operations can weather a recession just fine. Airbus recently estimated that about a quarter of its backlog might be at risk of cancellation in a deep recession. Boeing would admit to only a few percent of its orders being iffy. The Wall Street Journal now reports China has urged its airlines to cancel or postpone 2009 aircraft deliveries following an abrupt downturn in the air travel market there following the Beijing Olympics. If the bottom fell out of the Chinese market, both Boeing and Airbus could find it necessary to cut production. In the dark days after the 9/11 attacks in the U.S., robust demand from China helped plane makers offset depressed demand elsewhere in the world. But this time, the feared slump in Chinese demand coincides with decisions by even financially sound airlines in other regions to cancel leases and waive options for new aircraft. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. An MU-2 pilot makes an ugly engine-out landing near Memphis. The death toll is now 4 in the crash of a Marine FA-18. And Emirates will attempt a marathon green flight. Also, check out the ANN special feature. This coming Monday, a political dispute within the National Association of Flight Instructors may result in a portion of the membership splitting off to form a new group. We'll bring you some background from my October interview with NAFI Master Instructor and 2006 CFI of the Year, Rich Stoll. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.